I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. COVID-19 ripped through developed countries very quickly, but now it's causing trouble in developing nations and the global south. Cindy Moisio of Compassion International says as the virus spreads, the poorest families will be hit harder than anyone else. Even at the best of times, the healthcare system in these countries can't keep up with diseases like malaria or even routine vaccinations. Even though they've not been able to meet normally, churches in these countries have stepped up.
So many of our churches have responded and made sure that we're providing food packs to families. The second way that the church partners have responded to this need is by providing soap, sanitizers, and masks that are locally made. So that has been really wonderful to see.
And social media divides, distracts, and drains at times, but Sammy Tippett Ministries recently harnessed it as a tool to share the gospel. Live streams over Facebook in 11 languages reached over 4 million people all over the world. Sammy Tippett says,
it was absolutely incredible. It went beyond what we were anticipating or expecting. It was just a great outreach time.
Responses from these videos came pouring in. Some found courage where they had previously been dominated by fear.
There were two nurses in India who were just fearful for their lives because of COVID-19 and were not going to go back to work, but they gave their hearts to Christ. And because of their commitment to Christ, they had the strength and the courage to go back to work and serve people with COVID-19.
To learn how you can be praying and helping the hurting in these trying times, go to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries, and your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.